Recorded live from sunny South Sarasota, this is the French Press Podcast. Episode 98, Vacation Cast. Everyone, welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is the episode in Florida, so the gang's all here. I'm Ruben.
And I'm Layton.
And this is Eric.
Alright, so this is going to be a short episode, and just right off the bat, we're using a newly purchased from Amazon, a USB mic that we had hopes that would work with an iPad.
It looks like a little alien landing craft on the table.
Yeah, it does. It's got three legs, and it's all chromed out. But it doesn't work for the iPad. We wanted to use it for Layton for his iPhone or iPad.
While I'm at Hillcrest. But turns out it won't.
It's not compatible.
April Fools!
This is going to be a shorter episode. We just wanted to hit a few points of what's been happening while we're down here. This is Layton's last day. It's Wednesday. He's leaving in about 6 hours.
Yeah.
What do you have to do yet today, Layton?
I need to do laundry, which I've already switched that over to the dryer. And I also need to get a haircut. I think I'm just going to walk into Great Clips, where they give you a haircut for approximately $8.
Now, Kyle did offer you a free one with his clippers.
But his... you get what you pay for, and he said free.
Layton, we spent Sunday with our grandparents.
We did.
Could you just recap that? I think you'd do a better job just recapping that conversation and experience.
Our grandparents are very nice people. And they have every good intention. I mean, they are the sweetest people. And are you talking Sunday?
I'm talking Sunday dinner.
Sunday lunch.
Specifically the conversation.
Sunday lunch. Okay.
While we were waiting on my parents to get there.
So we went over to what would be my parents' condo where my grandparents are staying. And we got there, I thought, at like a reasonable hour.
Well, we had met them for breakfast the morning before.
Yes.
And they had mentioned, we'll be getting there a little bit later, probably around 12:30. We'll be ready.
Yeah.
And so we got there maybe a few minutes before 12:30. Maybe.
Maybe.
But right around 12:30, expecting to walk in, sit down at the table, and partake in some home cooking.
Yes. And we went to the same church as your parents.
Yeah.
So that means the service let out.
For both of us at the
same
time.
Your parents and you and I. At the same time. And there is no reason that we would have had to wait for your parents to get there, to get to the condo after the service, for 45 minutes.
But we did.
We did. And whilst we were waiting...
In an effort to entertain us.
Our grandparents entered into a verbal joust, as it were.
not Chris, but like, yeah, two... Minds, power, yeah, jousting is a great way
jousting.
To put it. Jousting.
Yes.
Fine-tuned minds.
Fine-tuned minds. And the winner would be the one to be able to describe the best kind of pie crust.
Yeah. It seems that a big part of the discussion evolved around Yoder's pie crust.
Ender Dutchman.
Comparing the two. And in particular... Not the not the cream pies, but the ones that have a crust on top and a crust on the bottom for like your fruit flavored pies.
And specifically discussing where like the top layer and the bottom layer meet along the edges.
Yes, in particular there.
And to make sure that it's not too hard. Oh, it's so... Oh, they get those pie crusts along the edges so hard. Oh, Ruben.
Yeah, I feel like it...
And that was a 20-minute conversation.
Yes.
I feel like you're completely out of problems in your life if you're... have issues with the pie crust. Like,
yeah.
There's nothing else going wrong in your life. That's the big issue.
But yeah, it was amazing how concerned they were.
It did remind me of your ability, Leighton, to take a very small issue,
right,
and just discussing it for way too long.
Yeah, this will be Leighton in 40 years.
Yeah,
or 50.
Hopefully, my grandpa is a very spry man.
He's 80 or more, and yeah, he still works very hard.
He does.
He does a lot of odd jobs. I mean, he could replace windows, doors, whatever you'd need. Drywall.
He just needs a podcast yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, what else have been some of the highlights this trip?
Oh, my goodness.
We haven't gone to the beach yet, which I'm not a fan of going to the beach.
I don't either. I feel disgusting every time I go to the beach.
I feel like you should have to go at least once if you're in Florida.
If you have to go, that makes it all the worse.
Not if you want to, though.
Well, exactly, but no, I don't want to. In fact, of our seven people, only two want to go. And that would be you, Eric, and Luke.
They're probably the most fit people in the group, to be fair.
Leighton is fairly fit.
Okay. And I still don't want to go.
I'd say Leighton has less body fat percentage than you do, I would say.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
So there. You're not one of the two fittest.
I'm in the top three.
Top three.
All right, why don't we take a break, and then when we come back with one more news story.
All right.
Or something.
Let's do this.
Out of essence. All right, guys, we're back from our break. It's not a news story. It's Eric's idea, million-dollar idea.
Million-dollar idea, definitely.
Millions!
Sure. No, the basic concept is, if you've ever been to another community, and this would work for both Mennonites and non-Mennonites, if you're trying to identify what brand someone is, so to speak, of what, like Mennonite or
Beachy
or Amish or...
Or even like, would you go more minute than that? Like, they're from this certain conference, and they're the
right. It would be very, very, very detailed.
Okay.
So there'd be a bird watching book for plain people, so to speak.
Okay.
We don't have the title hammered out yet, but it would basically be a book that would describe the various divisions, and it would start with super conservative, you know, old order Amish.
Steel wheel.
Right. It would, everything. And it would have, you know, the maps of where the people live. There'd be a spot where you could take notes. And if you see one, it would describe, you know, the male feature, you know, the male and female, how they dress, the common dress practices.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that way, if you meet someone and you're not sure what brand they are, so to speak, you could just go through the book and,
Now, I would like to offer a little input. How about you would also track, because we're down here in Florida, and we know that a lot of different Mennonite and Amish groups migrate to the south. So I would also suggest having like a migratory pattern where these kinds tend to inhabit the Pinecraft and Sarasota area, or these tend to go more towards the Arizona where they winter.
Right, that would definitely be included in the information. And the like you said, there'd be colored maps, and it would show right.
Would you also say the routes that they would normally take to get...
Whether
to,
by air or by sea.
By
or,
air or by sea. Or, like, you could highlight the different routes.
Sure,
I-95 sure. or I-75, whatever.
Mm-hmm. And there'd be spots where, you know, you could... If you'd have a very rare sighting of a you know, an old order bishop or so to speak, you know, you could make sure you would check that box. And it, we would sell this in tourist places like, you know, in Ohio, down here in Sarasota, in Pennsylvania. And we would also have an app for the more digitally inclined people.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and that would be more interactive, have a lot of features. Now, the tough part about this, there would be have to be updated almost on a monthly basis.
Yeah,
to track the new churches,
right? And to keep current with all the trends and the.
There you go,
Eric. Do you think that this is original with your idea? Because
I don't know. I had this idea several years ago, so, and I had no outside influence that allowed me to. Because
I did. I mentioned your idea to some other acquaintances, and they. Made it. They said, "Oh, they had heard it before from somewhere else, but it could originally have been from you." You
know, I'd like to think
through
so. Yeah,
the pipes.
Through the grapevine, yeah.
What if you would call it a Planopedia?
That would work. And then we could have the book would coincide with an online reference of sorts that would be updated much more frequently.
Right.
And then you would probably print a new book every month or maybe every 4 years.
Probably twice a year at least.
Or twice a year. A book twice a year.
Oh, a book. No, not a paperback book, but it would definitely be revised every so often. But the website would need to be updated very, very rapidly.
Well,
so.
Are you looking for backers at this point?
Yeah, we should start a GoFundMe. It's not set up yet, but we should
or
definitely
a Kickstarter.
Do that. A Kickstarter, yes.
Yeah.
I like this.
It's a $1 million idea. It'll probably be stolen now that it's out there, but
do you think you could do it? Like, I'm being serious right now. Do you think that you could, I'm not saying print the book, but could you gather the information and lay out the different pages in a way that, you know, would make sense? And, yeah, we got the maps here. Do you have the information and the ability to do that?
If I had 5 years to do it. No, I would probably get tired or bored with it about halfway through and then give up.
You could just go and visit different conferences.
You would definitely need like churches. Local representatives.
Maybe you could just like crowdfund it or crowdsource.
That would work.
You get different individuals, different communities to pitch in.
But it would be an insane amount of paperwork and information to sort through.
And sad thing is, a lot of them don't use internet, so the data just isn't there.
And the pictures, it would be tough to get pictures of some of them.
It's true. Because some of them don't believe in cameras.
All right. Well, like we did mention, this was going to be a shorter podcast. I think we're going to wrap it up unless you guys have any more to share.
No, I don't think so.
So the next time we hear from Leighton, we'll be from Hillcrest.
We'll be from Hillcrest. And I didn't mention this at the top, but it is Fool's Day, April 1, and we all kind of crossed our fingers hoping that Leighton was just playing an all-out prank about all this going to Hillcrest, but I guess it's not.
Oh, shoot.
We did tell him if this would have been a prank leading up to today, you know, he's leaving today, it would literally be the biggest Mennonite prank that I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Or fathomed, or it would be of epic proportion.
It would have.
Okay, Leighton, do you want to say any final words?
Go French Press.
And can we expect to hear from you? How soon can we expect to hear from you on the podcast?
Probably next week.
Okay.
I would guess.
Good. Normally we do it on Sunday, but obviously we're going to be a little bit flexible with how your schedule works out because, we can't really. Yeah.
I might have to record a little audio log.
Okay.
And just by myself and then just send you audio.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for listening, guys. And until next week, go French Press.